Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Jack is looking for a second date update with a lady named Lucy. Hey, Jack, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. You want to fill us in on Lucy and tell us how this all came about and where we are now?
Yeah, so I'm not really into online dating or anything, but I finally decided to just try out the match. I haven't really been going out that much. I'm kind of just a more of an introvert type of person, but most of the people in my friend group have friends or have people or significant others or something like that. So I just said, why not? And, you know, we talked a lot online before we decided to.
So hold on. I'm just trying to follow along. You're feeling pressure to get into a relationship because, like, all your friends have people in their life?
Yeah, I mean, just they all kind of are in a relationship or, like, dating or, like, kind of playing the field in some sort of way where I'm just by myself. So this is getting a little awkward now that, like, we are starting to, like, congregate with people again. And, like, people are kind of wondering, well, what have you been up to? Or are you, like, trying to meet up with anyone? I mean, cupping season is starting and, like...
So you're feeling peer pressure.
Yeah, peer pressure.
Okay, that's fine.
He's right, though. Couple season is kind of starting. Like, doesn't that normally start, like, if you get into a relationship, you got to do it before Halloween? If not, it's like...
Oh, geez, really?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the way it used to be. I don't know if it's still like that.
There's one before Halloween, and then there's one, like, that mid between, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then it's like, if you don't find anyone by Valentine's Day, you're kind of just like, you're alone till summer, really.
I think Apple has actually put those days in the calendar.
Yeah, definitely on there.
They start alerting you on your iPhone. You're like, what event do I have today? Oh, I got to find a girlfriend.
Yeah, it's a couple days after Yom Kippur.
All right. So you figured, you know, the best way to kind of make that happen is to try the online dating thing.
Yeah.
So you go on Match. You meet Lucy, and then what happened?
So we hit it off. I felt like we both have dogs, so we figured it would be great to just meet up at a dog park for our first date. I thought it was really cool. We can introduce to our, like, the person that's always, or the thing that's always in our lives, which are dogs. And our dogs liked each other. We talked. We walked around. We had great conversation. We hung out for almost 2 hours, and then we decided to plan the next date, kind of, like, figuring out what that was going to be.
So you talked about getting together again.
Yeah, well, what would be something you were interested in? This is maybe, like, go out to a park, maybe, or, like, a bike ride, something like that. Mm-hmm. But that was 5 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she hasn't reached out, or did you reach out and she just never responded?
I mean, I didn't want to be that type of person. I was like, what's up? What's up? But I did send some text messages to show that I was interested. But there was no response.
Meaning what? You were just kind of like making small talk with her, like not really coming out and saying, when are we getting together again? Or,
well, no, I mean, I thought that we had made concrete plans. And so it was kind of weird that she was like, yeah, for sure, let's do it. And then just felt like she was a lot more excited than the reaction I'm getting after we're no longer together.
Mm. Okay. 5 days, huh?
5 days.
And you don't have any theories?
Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I don't want to be like that person, but I thought we had a really great time together. I thought we hit it off, and so it was kind of just like a, you know, it was like I was taking a leap of faith, and I kind of felt like I got, like, rejected in a way that really hurt. Yeah, and I don't know. I figured I'd say, why not? I've gone this far at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of proud of you in a way because you said you're an introvert. So getting on Match was probably not the easiest thing. And then you called Jeff and Jen to do a second date update.
Thank God for us.
You're challenging yourself on so many levels, my friend.
Also, why still being kind of introverted, because we're going to do the talking.
That may be a good thing. That may be a bad thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll
hold your thank yous for the end, please.
Right.
I think it'll be a good thing.
Okay. Well, let's do this. We'll take a break. I got to put you on hold so that Fritch can talk to you and get her phone number. And then when we come back, we'll make the call and see what Lucy thought of Jack and her date with him. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Jack met Lucy on Match. They chit-chatted for a little bit before they got together. They both have dogs. Hey, let's meet up at a dog park. You know, that's a good place to start. They had a great time. They talked about getting together again. She seemed really enthusiastic about that idea, but then 5 days later, they're nowhere. Jack has reached out a few times, and she hasn't responded at all. So we're going to call Lucy and see what's up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Lucy?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. Did we wake you?
Why are you calling? I don't know. Why are you calling?
Sorry, we didn't mean to startle you or confuse you. We just got a phone call from one of your fans this morning, and they were...
I'm sorry. I'm really not in the mood to talk right now.
Oh,
I'm going through a tough time, so I'm sorry.
Oh, we're sorry. We didn't mean to bother you. Is everything okay?
I'm mourning the death of my dog.
Oh, God.
I haven't been talking to anybody, so, yeah.
I get that. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
It's horrible. So she got hit by a car.
Oh, my God.
So I don't really know why you're even calling.
Well, let me explain that. Jack called us, and he was just telling us you guys got together with your dogs at the dog park. And I guess it talked about getting together again. And then 5 days had passed and he hadn't heard from me because he didn't know what was going on. So he called us to do a second date update. And I just am so sorry. This is awful.
Yeah, I haven't even seen my friends or my family. I've just really been taking this time for myself. And it's taken a pretty big toll on me. And I fostered her like right at the beginning of March from a shelter and ended up adopting her. And she's kind of just been like my person through all of this. And it's just been really tough. It's just, I've been really sad and I need time.
No, we understand.
I didn't even put two and two together that like I've been ignoring him. I didn't mean for him to think that, but
yeah.
Here's what you need to do, because I've just learned in the last couple of weeks that my dog has cancer. So I don't know how long that is, but I've never had a pet before, so this is going to be all new as we hang out and enjoy the best last days of his life kind of thing. But everything I've read says you got to have a little memorial. You got to, like, go out for beers and salute, you know?
In whatever way is most comfortable.
Yes. Yeah.
Celebrate
you,
works
for you. Got to celebrate. That's part of the healing process. So I don't know where you're at in that process, but
hopefully I can get to that point. But right now, it's just I need to, like, do it on my own and... Right. I'll get back to Jack later.
Sure. Yeah, no, we understand.
And I'm sure he will too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, darling. No, we're sorry.
Take care of
and
you.
Please forgive the intrusion. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Okay. All right, Jack, there you go. I didn't even bring you into the conversation because it just sounded like she wanted to get off the phone, so I didn't even really mention that you were on, but obviously you heard what happened, so.
Yeah, I think the best way to go about this is just let it be. Kind of.
You could send some flowers or a card or something. She might appreciate that.
Good idea. Sorry for the botherment. You know, I'm honestly, I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Eventually it will.
You didn't do anything crazy or weird, which is how a lot of these phone calls go.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think that was.
Yeah, you didn't yourself.
You didn't leave a really gross thing in the toilet.
You didn't come and beer her fortune cookie. Could have been any number of things.
Right.
All right, buddy.
Good luck. Hopefully it maybe down the road.
Hopefully.
All right. Hang in there, man.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Take it easy.
I hate that.
Yeah.
So sad. So hard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need our help with the second date update, why don't you do this? Send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.